okay, our early influences were all sorts of different influences, and where we met, where did we meet?
We met, like, going to shows in money-making Manhattan, New York City.
I think the Rat Cage was probably the pivotal place for all of us.
It was a record store.
Actually,
like,
me and Mike met at 171A. Tier 3. That's what I was trying to
say. It was like this teeny little club, like, down in what would now be the heart of trendy Tribeca. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was not, like, you know, all like that. But, like, bands like Slits play at Tier 3, mm-hmm. Stimulators.
Bad Brains. Loud Fast Fools.
Brian Brain.
Mm-hmm.
Who else played
So we
there?
Just got to know each other from around there anyways. And then this guy,
me,
had a band called The Young and the Useless, and our bands used to play shows together sometime. And then
gigs.
Beastie Boys guitar player John Barry, you know, boned out, if you don't mind me using that term, around 1982, 83, something like that. And then Adam joined us, and we've been in this formation.
Yeah. You know, since well, and Kate Schellenbach was the drummer at the time.
Mm-hmm. But Mike, you guys had a band together before Beastie Boys, didn't you?
Prior to that, I was in a band with Kate Schellenbach. I played drums, actually, and she played percussion. That's Kate Schellenbach from the band Luscious Jackson, of course. We're on the Grand Royal label, oddly enough.
Anyway, tying it neatly.
You know, neatly all together.